Gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Achmea call Analysta. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Willem Duijn, CEO. Go ahead, please, sir.
Thank you very much, operator. Willem van Duijn speaking here, but also available and attending, of course, Michel Amy, the CFO from Achmea. We are happy to make the presentation about the annual results over 2020. As you are familiar with, I will give a short introduction, and Michel will spend plenty of time to go into more detail when it comes to the financial part of the results of 2020. As for many or even all financial institutions, 2020 was an exceptional year, exceptional circumstances, but we can report quite a solid performance even under these circumstances, with an operational result of 630 million euro. But even more important, we can report growth in non-life and in our international businesses. Also, significant increase when it comes to assets under management, with 41% to 227 billion euro. Years ago, we set a strategy aiming for further digitizing our group and investing in online services to our customers. And 2020, when everybody is working from home, showed that this strategy pays off quite significantly. Of course, we are happy to see that our infrastructure, technical infrastructure, is well in place, so we can work time and place independently. But even more important, our staff and our management is also familiar with remote working. So we have seen more than a year ago that the change into remote working has been possible without any hurdles whatsoever. Although it's also fair to say that this way of working is also quite demanding for everybody involved. Our solvency position is robust with 208%. We have a solid liquidity position. We show increased results in non-life with a combined ratio of little under 93%. The result in our pension and life book has been affected by the impact of COVID-19 on financial markets. And in the health business area, we see on balance a positive outcome because of the fact that we paid a significant amount of 1 billion euro to provide continuity to healthcare providers. On one hand, on the other hand, COVID itself caused increased healthcare expenditure. On the other hand, the government contribution under the catastrophe scheme and the decrease of regular elective care, which was postponed and to our expectation will not fully be caught up, had an impact on the results in the health insurance business. Even as important is the fact that given these exceptional circumstances, we as a cooperative insurance company were able to also build upon this cooperative identity and play our role in society to make a contribution to those people who need support. On the next slide, looking at the charts, we report an increase of our operational result to 630 million euro, a growth of business volume where growth was exceeding the reduction of the business volume in our closed book, which developed according to plan. On top of that, reduction of our expenses, and a strong solvency ratio, where the difference between 219 and 220 to a large extent can be declared by the fact that we now take into account our banking activities when we calculate our solvency ratio, which is, by the way, after dividend. On slide 5, per business line, you can see the positive results of life, of non-life and income. Of course, COVID had an impact on motor car claims and household claims. On the other hand, we had higher claims ratios in travel and cancellation insurance, but also in income protection. But the underlying result in non-life is also the result of the measures we've taken over the years to right-size our non-life activities, where we, as market leader in the Dutch market, took measures already quite some years ago. In the pension and life business, the difference between 2020 and 2019, to a large extent, is the impact of the developments on financial markets. Retirement services, we are happy to see that the choice we've made to play a role in retirement services, whilst our pension and life book is decreasing, and in a service book environment, this strategy is paying off. We've seen inflow of significant number of large customers at Achmea Pension Services, pension services, and at the same time, the General Pension Fund, for whom Achmea Pension Services is doing the administration, showed a significant growth and is one of the largest general pension funds in the Dutch market nowadays. And on top of that, a 41% increase of assets under management is quite significant. Internationally, we see stable results, although we saw the impact of natural disasters in Australia and Greece, but overall a stable performance. And health, as I mentioned before, on balance positive with significant positives and negatives. But overall, a good outcome. When it comes to the strategy, on slide 7, as a cooperative insurance company, we want to make a contribution to society, to make society a more healthy, safe, and future-proof society. That's where we're aiming for. That is also part of our mission in the strategy towards 2025. To some of us, we want to capitalize on our cooperative identity together with Association Achmea, and we've been able, especially last year, to make a difference. Our cooperative identity is also our guidance, where we want to create value for all stakeholders involved. We are teaming up with partners inside the group to strengthen the collaboration between our several business lines, but also externally. And we continue to invest significantly in innovation, technology, and data to maintain our leading online position in the Dutch market space, but also in the countries where we have our businesses. So. Knowing that Michel will go into more details when it comes to our business lines, I would like to hand over to Michel. Michel, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Willem, and also a warm welcome from me to you all. I would like to continue the presentation on slide 16, and clearly 2020 has been an exceptional year. Results clearly were affected by COVID-19, and we also issued a press release in 2020 detailing the sensitivities to COVID-19, as well as the general conclusion that the biggest impact of COVID-19 is in our non-life business, financial markets, and health. Overall, looking back at 2020, we see clearly the benefits of a well-diversified portfolio. We report solid results. The operational result at 630. And clearly, this is comprised of the health result and non-health. The health result increased compared to 2019. The result in health is on balance positive. On the negative side, clearly there was increased cost for hospitals related to COVID-19, and we also made a 1 billion continuity contribution to the healthcare providers. On the positive side, there was a government contribution under the catastrophe scheme, and due to the lockdown, there was a decrease in regular elective care. On the non-health side, the results were slightly down compared to 2019, 485 2019, 395 2020. The main reason being the development of financial markets. It's comprised of two main factors, the impairments of the equity portfolio and fixed income security portfolio. That's mainly the impairments made in the first half of the year. And for the full year, we saw a lower valuation of real estate, in particular retail space and offices. The net result stands at 642, which is higher than the operational result. Clearly, the net result is comprised of the operational result and the regular tax rate. At the same time, it's important to note that the health result is tax exempt for corporate tax. And secondly, we made a charge to our results in 2018 following a planned tariff reduction of the corporate tax rate in the Netherlands. This has led in 2018 to a charge in relation to a revaluation and a downward revaluation of our DTAs and our tax provision. This planned tariff reduction has now been reversed by the Dutch government in 2020, leading to a reversal of the charge as well. So there's a benefit there, which is included in the net result. In terms of growth, on an overall level, 1% growth, supported by strong growth in our non-life business, including international of 4% and in health of 2%, and this more than compensated the decrease of premium, obviously, in our life and pension business, in line with our service book strategy. In retirement services, we had significant growth of our business, also in line with our strategy. Assets under management grew by slightly over 40%. Clearly, the business is fee-related business, but overall income rose by 10% in 2020. Our cost base went down by 2%, in particular supported by integration, further integration in our health activities, and also the continued focus in our pension and life company on the reduction of our expense base, obviously as part of our service book strategy. Also, in general, we were able to absorb an increase of our pension charges due to the current low interest environment. So overall, a very strong performance in terms of expense reduction. And as mentioned by Willem, solvency remained robust at 208%, and this includes proposed dividends of 5%. On slide 17, we show our three-year results. It's important to note that this reflects our financial strategy, which is very much geared toward the structural increase of our results. by investing in new business, in innovation, optimizing our business in terms of underwriting and pricing, and the reduction of our cost base alongside the growth of the business. And secondly, what is also demonstrated is that we've been also focusing as part of our financial strategy on balance sheet optimization, leading to the free up of capital. And clearly this has supported our financial ratios and the development of solvency as well. And it's also important to note that we will continue this financial strategy as part of the current strategy, the sum of us. Our non-life business performed well in 2020, a sound and also increased result from 178 last year to 260. This has been supported or is supported by very much the P&C business. We focus very much on pricing and growing this business, pricing, underwriting, as well as cost control. So underlying results have increased, and also a strong contribution from the P&C business. Overall, the non-life business had a combined ratio of 92.9, but P&C was at 92.2. Compared to 94.8 last year. Clearly, COVID-19 also had impact on our P&C results, but at the same time, we also reserved additionally for prior years' injury claims. The growth of the overall business was 3%. Income had a growth of 5%. And P&C 2%, mainly through online. And as you know, we have a strong focus on online distribution alongside banking and intermediary distribution. But clearly we have invested in digitization and online. So overall, a very strong performance of non-life. In health, also an improved operational result from 62 to 235. The reasons for the development of basic health insurance result have already been summarized. It's also important to note that this result also includes the 136 million of loss provision to minimize the premium increase for the premiums for 2021. We issued a press release in 2020 on this, and this has been included in the results as reflected here. The growth of the health business was at 2%. We continue to have a share of customers of taking out supplementary insurance at 76%, which is stable compared to last year. And as mentioned, a strong focus on further reduction of our expense base, leading to an improvement of our expense ratio from 2.2 to 1.8%. In pension and life, results decreased compared to 2019, mainly due to lower investment results. As stated earlier, the investment results decreased mainly due to the development of financial markets. The investment results of the group largely comprised the pension and life investment results. They play an important part in the overall group number. So the same reasons and underlying mechanisms applied to the development of the investment result of pension and life. And we had a one-off result in 2019 relating to a recalibration of our reserves. And clearly this was one-off in 2019 and not the case in 2020. If we look at the underlying development, as stated by Willem, The development of the portfolio is in line with our service book strategy, so also in line with expectations. It is good to note that the open book, so the term life and annuity business, grew by 10% in 2020, in line with our strategy to increase this business and to increase scale and volume of the portfolio as a whole. Retirement services is very much focused on growth. As stated, there was significant growth in income as well as assets under management. Operational result lower than 2019, 22 million compared to 38 million last year. Last year was impacted by one-off transaction result as a consequence of the acquisition of the a.s.r. portfolio by the bank. The bank, apart from this one-off effect we had last year, was able to report stable results, slightly higher than last year, and a strong capital position with the CET1 ratio of  20.4%. The investment management business grew in terms of assets under management. It supported the growth of the result from 6 to 12 million. In pension services, we're still in a loss position. It's important to note that our strategy is geared toward growth of this business, and we are showing significant growth and reporting significant growth. We also made an acquisition in 2020 of InAdminRisico, together with the pension fund PGB, and this provides us with a larger basis for our pension platform for the pension sector. Results have also been impacted by significant investments in our pension platform as part of our strategy to become the best digital pension provider in the Netherlands. So overall, by investing in IT, thereby improving our efficiency, and also by growing this business, we will improve our results in the next couple of years. In terms of the real estate business, results decreased compared to 2019, mainly due to one-off investments in relation to the bundling of the mortgage activities of Achmea in the Netherlands. So we restructured the mortgage activities to scale up and to improve our efficiency. At the same time, this provides us with a platform to which can also be applied to further growth through the Centraal Beheer brand and our direct channel, which is part of the activities and the plans going forward within mortgage. And also the results have been affected by COVID-19, which has had some consequences for our construction projects and therefore new flow of business in our portfolio. But overall, a significant growth, also growth in our international business on slide 22. Our strategy international is to grow, to export our knowledge and digital expertise, in particular in traditional markets. We focus on non-life and health, and in terms of distribution, on online distribution and banking channel distribution. Growth, as mentioned, at 6%. We announced last year the acquisition of a non-life insurance company in Slovakia, adding scale to our non-life operation in Slovakia, but also adding distribution abilities through banking distribution, as well as through the postal offices. Results have been impacted, on the one hand, by COVID, also by natural disasters, particularly in Australia, but also in Greece. And we had some impact of the healthcare system in Slovakia, negative impact. Overall, our results are slightly higher than last year. and expense base practically stable with a growing portfolio. Then the other activities at slide 23. It's a negative number. It includes the financing costs of the holding of the group and the holding expenses, which are not allocated to the businesses. With respect to the expenses, we very much focus on reducing those expenses, and we've been able to reduce expense base, in particular the external FTE. And in terms of our financing base, we issued a press release in relation to the refinancing of our 750 million senior debt, which has been refinanced in 2020. Clearly, this led to financing costs, additional financing costs because of early issuance of the replacing bond. But on a structural basis, we've been able to reduce our financing charges by 8 million going forward. Other also includes our reinsurance company. Results decreased compared to 2019 with almost 30 million. Half of it relates to large claims in our group portfolio, so the group reinsurance, and half to the impact of COVID-19 on our incoming reinsurance book. Overall, we've been able to grow this business compared to last year, but we also carefully managed the return risk balance. In terms of our solvency, as mentioned, and it's on slide 25, 208% from 219 at the beginning of the year. We postponed our 29 dividends, but the dividend payout took place in August, so that's a 5% impact. It's very important to note that we have a solid contribution from the portfolio development. Clearly, the service book generates profitability, but also free capital generation. That's an important element, but also the results of the health company and the non-life activities support the portfolio developments. And this is also obviously very crucial for future years. Market developments have had a negative impact, mainly interest and spread developments as well, as the UFR drag due to the current low interest environment. We also had a 4% uplift in our solvency due to an update of mortality tables and cost adjustments. In particular, the change in the mortality tables in the sector in the Netherlands. So these are general tables within the Netherlands where there was a change this year which had a positive effect. This is not to say that the overall effect was positive, but it was a positive adjustment compared to an earlier negative adjustment. Obviously, the 15 basis points decrease of the UFR had a negative impact on our solvency. And finally, also, new guidance from DNB, the Dutch Central Bank, was issued in relation to the inclusion of CRD entities, so the bank, the asset manager, and the real estate and finance company in the solvency calculation. The new guidance needs to be implemented in the year-end figures, so obviously we implemented this, and it had a negative impact of 8%, and finally foreseeable dividends are at 5%. The free capital generation on slide 26 was 200 million over 2020. Again, it's important to note that the structural positive capital generation was slightly above 300 million. And clearly the elements which I just highlighted as part of the solvency calculation also affected the free capital generation for 2020. On slide 27, there's a reflection of these results on our financial ratios. We strengthened our capital position, leading to a reduction of our debt leverage ratio to 24 from 24.9 last year. And clearly, the improved results have had a positive impact on our fixed charge coverage ratio. As also mentioned, liquidity solid. You are aware of our financing schedule. There's no urgent need for refinancing. In terms of our ratings, both ratings have been reaffirmed in 2020. So S&P as well as Fitch. S&P stands at A, Fitch at A plus for the core insurance entities. So this ends my part of the presentation. Again, an exceptional year, but we report solid results and also a solid financial position. Over to you, Willem.
Thank you, Michel. I think it's now time for a Q&A session. So when the operator would like to guide us.
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star 1 on your telephone. Go ahead, please. Star 1 for any questions or remarks. The first question is from Paul Walsh from Field Kits and Media. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. Just one main question specifically. Obviously, we talked about the impact on the reinsurance aspect of your business in the recent presentation. I was just wondering, on the back of that and on the back of your experiences in 2020, will you look to sort of review or perhaps change your risk modeling and correlations going forward? Thank you.
Michel?
Well, each year, obviously, when we place our program, prior to placing our program, we carefully review, let's say, our risk appetite as well as our structure of our reinsurance program, and we take into account, obviously, also the expectations in terms of pricing of reinsurance. So the answer is we carefully review it. It's too early to say whether we will change the structure, because that actually depends on the outcome. I must stress that obviously the large claims in our non-life Netherlands business, which impacted our group reinsurance, are obviously also a normal part of a non-life portfolio. So not seen as a signal of structural worsening. But again, we carefully review our position when we actually place our program. The majority of our reinsurance program is placed mid-year compared to a lot of the other players who actually place it at the end of the year.
Sure. So you will look to review based on the experiences we've seen. It's perhaps too early to give some confirmation, but you will look to review going forward.
Yes, we always review before we place.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, for further questions, you can press star 1. Go ahead, please. Star 1 for any questions or remarks. Mr. Duin, there are no further questions, so please continue.
Okay. Then from my side, from Michel and my side, I would like to thank you all to dial in and to participate in this call. We, of course, sincerely hope that we've provided enough insight, but we are also fully aware that if you have any further questions, that you can always contact us, and we are more than happy to answer your questions. From my side, I think it's good to mention that at the closing of the annual shareholders meeting, I'm happy to hand over the leadership of Achmea in the hands of my colleague Bianca Tetero. So in next calls, she and hopefully physical presentations, she will, next to Michel, be available to answer your question and to elaborate on the strategy and the progress we made. Of course, I'm extremely proud about the fact that my succession has been carefully managed and well planned, which means that you can expect continuity when it comes to the strategy of the group and maintaining and supporting and emphasizing our cooperative identity. I think that is in good hands with Bianca, but also with the whole top team. I think Armea has a strong top team and more widely a strong management, and that on the back of a healthy group with a strong position in the markets where we have our businesses and a solid performance. I'm happy to hand over. I would like you, on a personal note, I would like to thank you for the attention you've paid to Achmea and the developments we have made over the last years. And of course, I'm looking forward to see you whenever or wherever in future times, in confidence that Achmea is in extremely good hands. With that, also on behalf of Michelle, I would like to close this analyst call. Thanks again, and stay healthy, and looking forward to see you again. Bye-bye. You can close the call.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a nice weekend.